Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been following this whole contest thing, you probably think Daniel and Claudia Wheeler have been a big part of it, with us every step of the way, yeah? Actually, we've hardly seen them. I mean, look, they're not even here now. Disaster, but let me finish.
Mum, come look at this.
Following this whole contest thing.
What is it, Lily? Jazz is talking live about winning the contest.
Oh, good grief.
But listen, she's saying she doesn't want the launch to happen. She's absolutely laying into Daniel and Claudia.
What? Let me see.
Oi, Mum, I want to watch too.
To the Wheelers, this whole contest has just been a way of distracting people from the problems with the project. And there have been loads, by the way. Lots of people on the island don't want it here. And nobody's been listening to them because there's so much money involved in this thing. And I don't think it shouldn't be here, but it's getting too big and out of control. And so I'm not going on the shuttle. Right. Any questions?
So, what do you want them to do?
Keep their promises. Like that conservation area that hasn't happened yet. And they said they were going to make sure noise pollution and light pollution didn't get too bad, but they haven't done anything about that either. And nobody's forcing them to do anything about this. Not even my mum, whose job it is to look after this island. So, I don't know if anyone's going to listen to me, but I don't want the Wheelers using it as a distraction again. So yeah, I want them to sort it out.
Maddie, hi.
Are you watching Jasmine?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Go, Jazz. This is amazing. Do you think it'll work?
I don't know, but Mum and Dad won't be happy.
But they already know Jasmine doesn't want to go on the show.
Yeah, but the rest of the world doesn't know that, do they? She's got nothing to lose.
Where is our media manager? Right, how could this happen?
Apparently she tried to cut off the interview, but Eve told her she'd quit the project unless Jasmine was allowed to have her say.
But Eve can't quit the project, Daniel. Well, she signed a contract to pilot the first launch.
Yes, but our media manager doesn't know that, does she?
You can't blame anyone else. One of you should have been there.
Look, Vaughan, we're ever so busy, we can't be across
everything. Then you need to slow down. Everything Jasmine said just now is right. You haven't been involved in this contest hardly at all.
Well, thanks for your feedback, Vaughan. But right now...
Are you going to do what Jasmine says?
We can't be held to ransom by a child.
You know what? If you don't do something, I'm going to go public too.
What?
Yeah. I'll tell the truth about how all this has gone down.
What? Including how you cheated on the contest?
Why not? It was wrong. I shouldn't have cheated, and I'll say so. I don't mind facing up to my mistakes.
Jasmine? Did you ever suspect the contest was rigged?
Okay, I think Jasmine's answered enough questions.
No, I don't mind.
I think you've answered enough questions.
Oh, okay. Jasmine? Hi, Eve.
Hello, Jasmine.
I feel a bit sick. I don't know if I should have said all that stuff.
It was true, though, wasn't it?
Just because something's true doesn't mean you have to say it. Like... I don't like your hair, for instance.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, I didn't mean... Your hair's lovely.
Well, there's someone else who wants to talk to you about what you just said.
Oh?
Yeah, I heard it all.
Oh, hello, Mum.
I see you got a mention.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound harsh or anything, but...
But you said it anyway, and it needed saying.
Really? You think so?
Most of it was pretty much right. I mean, look, I was trying to do what was right for the island.
I know you were. I didn't mean to...
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I didn't want to be the person who messed that up.
I know, Mum.
But you're right. I've let them push me around. I've agreed to things I shouldn't have agreed to and got in too deep. Can't believe it took being publicly shamed by my own daughter.
I'm sorry, that wasn't what I was trying to do.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to go to the Wheelers and talk it through.
And if they don't agree?
Then this thing isn't happening. Sorry, Eve.
Oh, don't apologise to me. I've been in space before. I'm hardly missing out if I don't get to go again.
Hello?
I assume you saw what your daughter just told the world.
I did.
So we need to have a conversation.
Yeah. Meet us at the mission control in 10 minutes. Okay, we better go over there, hadn't we?
You mean me?
Yes, I mean you. I need you there to make sure they remember why we're having this meeting.
What do you think's going to happen, Mum?
Probably nothing will change, but at least someone told the world how we feel.
I guess they won't take anyone now.
Lil, I'm sorry they treated you so badly.
You did try to warn me.
No, it's not your fault you trusted them. This whole business has thrown up everything in the air, hasn't it? We've all been acting funny.
Yeah.
After everything that's happened, though... If they turned round and they said you could go after all, would you go?
I don't know, Mum.
Okay, so you have our guarantees on the future scope of the project.
Any further launches will only be permitted after a public vote and the scale won't be any bigger than the first one.
And we're agreeing to your restrictions on noise and light. And we've committed the funds for the environmental protection projects.
What about the idea we had about making the sea around the island plastic free?
Yeah, we think that's a really good idea. You know how committed we are to biodegradables.
And I've got the basics of an agreement to that effect. Yes, good. I think we're happy.
Excellent. So, Jasmine, will you take up your place on the flight?
No.
But you promised.
Oh, don't worry. I'll tell everyone I'm happy with what you did. But I can't go, because there's one other thing you need to fix.
Do you think if I went round to see Kyle, he'd speak to me?
You can only try, I suppose.
I don't know. It all seems so daft now, how we fell out over this. And I didn't even win the contest.
I bet if you went to see him, he'd be totally...
Maybe that's him now.
Lily, glad we caught you.
What are you two doing here?
We came to apologise for accusing you of spreading the story about the ferry accident.
Okay. Thanks.
And we're sorry we took this away from you. I admit we've pursued this project a bit too aggressively.
Mum, you're not involved in this conversation.
But... Launching a space mission is something I've wanted to do ever since I was your age, younger even. I used to say I wanted to become a millionaire so I could buy my own spaceship.
It's true. Claudia's mum told me that.
And that might have blinded me to some of what's been going on, including the fact that you're a lot like I was back then.
Oh?
And it seems really stupid that we took the prize away from you. Because in a way, you're what this project is all about. So we'd like to give it back. If you still want it.
Wow.
So, do you?
Yes. I still want it.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.